Since 2003, U.S. lamb has lacked access to several key Asian markets, but Taiwan has now reopened to U.S. lamb. Dr. Dennis Stifler is CEO of Mountain States Rosen, a producer-owned processor and distributor of lamb and veal products. Stifler also serves as vice chair of the U.S. Meat Export Federation Board of Directors. He has more on the Taiwan market reopening in this USMEF report.
When the BSE event happened in 2003, lamb was banned from several of those markets due to the fact of lamb scrapies. So we have had limited access over the years. So we're really excited about the opportunity to get into Taiwan. Beef and pork have enjoyed a good market, a growth market in there. So we think with its diversity of cultures, the types of products that their consumers desire, there's a real opportunity for lamb. The lamb industry does feed grain somewhere between 30 and 60 days on feed, and that does put a unique difference in our product compared to some of the other sourcings of lambs from other countries.
A proceeding is also underway in Japan in which regulators are examining whether to reopen that market to U.S. lamb, which Stifler says would be another important breakthrough.
Japan was an excellent market for lamb pre-BSE, and so the opportunity to get back into it as they have been able to open it up to beef is very important to our export initiatives in the United States of lamb. They've got a great consuming base, they like their red meats, they like the grain-fed product, just a real strong opportunity to grow our business in the export side for lamb.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.